remodel showroom at Sanderson Ford. I've never walked in here thinking they needed to remodel the showroom. But when I walked in this morning, I thought, am I in the right place? Wow. That's really a nice nice modern look without being...
It's comfortable, clean, nice surfaces, very inviting.
It is. It is. We're on 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. It's actually it's Maryland right there, mm-hmm. right? Maryland, we're here for Sanderson Ford's Safety Day. We're broadcast to 11. The event goes till 3?
A lot of activities are until 2. The free vehicle inspections for any Ford vehicle is 7 to 2. And then the free child safety seat for any vehicle by the Luke Air Force Base firefighters goes from 10 to 2. So just a couple of things that are going on today. Al McCoy will be here at 9. And Luis Gonzalez will be here at 9:30 on air with us, and then he'll be doing a presentation on what it's like trying to teach triplet daughters how to all drive safely at one time.
I think one's a boy. They're triplets.
Yeah, you're
I think
right. You're
it's
right.
A boy and two girls, I think. But we'll okay. we'll
doesn't make the job any easier.
We're joined right now by our local food blogger Joni Simon. We've just gotten through talking about her recipe. She brought some pineapple salsa that was wonderful, along with the pizza oven box.
Yep.
Is that did I say it right?
Yeah, Bakerstone pizza box.
Bakerstone pizza box.
It's a mouthful.
You'll be able to find that on our Facebook page here in a few minutes, the link, so you can, if you're interested in one, only $130
Yeah, yeah, no big deal.
One more great little family activity around the backyard barbecue, right?
So true. Kids found it fascinating.
What does a delivery pizza cost? $20 It'll pay for itself. And
that's a good point, Romy. That's a very
delivery
good point.
Trips.
There you go. Exactly. And it's so much better. Oh, man, you get that good crust, and that's what makes a pizza for me, at least.
And you have a busy day. You've come over here to
yes.
Glendale at Sanderson Ford to be live with us, and you're going back across town for a festival.
Yep, it's the annual Scottsdale Culinary Festival Great Arizona Picnic. I have been going to this since I was a kid. I mean, they're going on, I want to say, 20 some odd years of doing this festival, and it's 40 different restaurants are all going to be out at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts.
Where is that?
It is on, oh, geez, I know you're going to ask this.
Is that in Old Town?
Yeah, it's in Old Town Scottsdale. It's kind of Indian school area, kind of tucked back in
where
behind.
Where the library and the,
exactly.
everything kind of piles together.
Totally. So they've got the big old grassy area. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day out there. $10 general admission gets you into the party, and then you buy tickets, and then you exchange those for tastes from restaurants from across the valley. I think there's actually some out-of-towners going to be there as well. So, and there's always a lot of good people watching, which I am personally always down for.
And what are you? What is your function there? Are you just tasting? Or are you
no,
blogging? What are
I'm
you
a,
doing?
I'm a hired photographer for the day. So
oh, nice. Oh, you're really good at photography in
Thank
the food
you.
Area. Probably other areas as well. But I love
yeah.
your food photography. You even gave a little class recently, didn't
I
you?
I did. Yeah, I've been teaching because people are like, "How do you get those pictures?" So I said, "Well, let's do some classes." So it's been a lot of fun to just teach people more about their camera and how to, you know, food in general. You know, you look at Instagram and Facebook and people take these great pictures. There's just some fun little tips and tricks and things that you can know how to do just to really make those look extra ooey gooey and delicious. So that's what I'll be out there capturing at the festival today. It's just a lot of food pictures and people pictures and all sorts of fun.
Is it a one-day event or is it the whole weekend?
It's all weekend. So
okay.
they've got actually Scottsdale Culinary Festival put on by the Scottsdale League for the Arts. They have tons of different events that go on all year long. They had the Eat, Drink, and Be Pretty party last night, which was a runway show, and they had, you know, cosmopolitan cocktails and all sorts of fabulous stuff. But then today is the picnic, which is much more family-oriented and a lot of fun just to play out on the grass, get a big old picnic blanket, and enjoy some good food and some good fun. But they've got a whole lineup. If you can go to scottsdalefest.org, they've got a whole lineup of all sorts of fun stuff that you can do. But, you know, there is probably a food festival in this state every weekend all year long, because of course we're blessed with beautiful weather throughout the state. And so you know, if you're in Tucson, you should definitely check out TucsonOriginals.com. They have a list of events that cover Tucson. They've got some big ones coming up here pretty soon, like a hot dog party and some other fun things. But really, you know, Tucson is a really cool food scene, and they do a great job of you know, just creating a space down there for people to interact with the food as well. So So definitely Tucson Originals is to the one to the check out for Tucson.
The old Pueblo, birthplace of the Sonoran hot dog, right?
Exactly. Huh? How many of those do you eat?
Yeah, I probably devour about four of those a year.
Oh, man. Because, yeah, the cardiologist is not a big fan of those.
No.
Because what's on those? It's like bacon, right?
Oh, it's anything you want. I mean, it started out, I think, kind of a Mexican version of a hot dog, and then now they just put anything, whatever is in the kitchen, they throw on it, hand it out.
Kitchen
to
sink
you.
Hot dog.
Oh, man.
I had a guy coming in from Chicago who was like, "Where do I need to go?" I said, "Okay, well, you're coming from Chicago, so you got to try our version." So I sent him over to El Güero Canelo, which they've got some locations in Tucson, and then they've just recently put one here in, I think, the Central Phoenix area. And he said, oh, my gosh, that's just
a different take.
That is ridiculous. He loved it, though. Yeah. He totally loved
that's
it.
That's not a Wrigley Field ballpark.
No.
Hot dog.
It was definitely a little different.
The Edible Baja magazine, have you ever seen that
one?
Yeah,
beautiful magazine.
It has wonderful stories about the food in the Tucson Baja area. It's just amazing, the things you can eat down there.
Absolutely.
Just funky little fun places, so individual. What was the name of the place we ate at last weekend for the Cushing Street?
Yeah. Cushing Street Restaurant, right across the street from the convention center.
Charming old
so good.
Adobe building. It's nice food. Good place.
Yeah, there's a lot to be found.
Well, I'm going to hold you over for one more segment because you had said something in the break about steak, and we didn't get to it this one, so we're going to...
Enough of this grilled
pineapple.
Enough of this grilled
Where's
pineapple.
The
Let's get a steak on the grill.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.